Hey, real estate fans, Alice Lima here, broker John L. Scott, beautiful Southern Oregon with another edition of the weekly podcast. Today, we're going to talk about 2023 predictions. I've got a handful of economists, national people that are going to weigh in. And then we're going to talk about our local 2022 stats. We finally got the numbers. So you ready, set, go. 2023 housing predictions. Experts weigh in on the next 12 months. I bet you're going to be surprised. Let's start with Mark Fleming of First American Title. Mark Fleming is the chief economist, and I quote, "The housing market, once adjusted to the new normal of higher interest rates, will benefit from continued strong demographic-driven demand relative to overall long-run shortage of supply." Mark Fleming, chief economist, First American Title, national smart guy. He thinks the buyers are going to adjust to the new interest rates, to the new payments, and we're still going to have a little bit of a shortage. So the market's going to stabilize, but still keep up, not a decline. Interesting, isn't it? Let's hear from Lawrence Yoon, chief economist of National Association of Realtors, says, and I quote, "After a big boom over the past 2 years, there will essentially be no change nationally. Half the country may experience small price gain, while the other half may see slight price decline." Okay, so Dr. Lawrence Yoon, chief economist at National Association of Realtors, he's looking for a stabilization, and stabilizing means a little bit down, a little bit up, just very, very small. Low volatility. That's kind of what he's saying. Want to check in with Danielle Hale, chief economist at realtor.com. And I quote, "Buyers will not face the extreme competition that was commonplace over the last few years." That's Danielle Hale, chief economist at realtor.com. So there we've got three really smart people that make predictions. They're all looking toward a stabilization for 2023. But we're not Nostradamus. We'll find out. That's why we do this every week, is to see what's going on. And if something's going to change, we're going to notice it. Okay? Okay. In the meantime, let's give you some news from Southern Oregon specifically. We've got Jackson and Josephine County today. I don't have Klamath yet, but want to talk about Jackson County. So this time last year, the start of 2022, we had days on market. That's kind of how it's one of the indicators we have for the housing market. The days on market for Jackson County were 1.5 months of inventory coming into January of 2022, a month and a half of supply of residential houses in Jackson County starting 2022. But hold on to your hat, because finishing 2022, we had over 4 months. So that is a huge increase, but that's kind of what the feds were aiming for. They were trying to normalize, stabilize the market, housing in particular. So we're looking at 4 months of inventory instead of 1.5. Just a reminder, that's still in the zone. 4 to 6 months is still considered a normal, neutral market. Jackson County prices up 5%. From 2021, after all those price reductions that went, the prices went way, way up. And then there were all those price reductions last summer and into the fall. We're still up 5% appreciation in Jackson County, finishing 2022 with an average residential price, $489,000. Josephine County, going into 2022, going into January 2022, had 2.3 months of inventory for residential Josephine County, finishing 2022 over 4 months, same as Jackson County. And so 4 months of inventory in Josephine County, finishing 2022, up from 2 months of inventory starting 2022. And the average price in Josephine County for 2022 was up 5% as well, to a whopping $445,000 per residential house average in Josephine County. So there you go, folks. We finished the year. We made money on our residential property, the predictions for 2023 do not look that bad. But you know, these experts are wrong sometimes. So that's why we do this show every week. Would love for you to subscribe to the channel. Give me a like, give me a thumbs up. Appreciate you following and sending all this information to your friends and family. It's an educational endeavor. And as always, I want to be your agent. Great listing agent, great investment portfolio builder, and great buyer's agent. So call me, text me, 541-301-7980. And let's talk about your real estate future. Okay. In the meantime, hug those you love. We'll see you next week. Bye now.